Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy. Special guest, Brother Paul Wiedemann.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I heard something. There was a wall, about like that, coffee table there. When you go in, it's the living room there, and there's a door over there. I said, right, that guy beside me said, "Did you hear that?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers." When I said that, I heard some rumble, something going on behind there. Sounded like they were beating the wall in. Something was beating that wall in. And I said, "Well, let's keep reading against principalities, get to darkness." And all of a sudden, a woman came out of that back, that door there, looked like a cat. Looked like a black Black Panther or something. Like that. And her eyes was going like this. Horizontal. Radio audience. Horizontal. And her teeth going like this. And her eyes going like this. Which I don't know how she could see or eat, but she got to the couch. And she got to the couch right where the coffee table was. And the guy says to me, says, "What are we going to do?" And I said, "Well, in a few, you know, after you put the armor of God on, the last thing in verse 17 it says, take the word of the Lord, which is the sword of the Spirit." And then the next verse says, in verse 18, it says, "Pray." You pray, and I preach Jesus. And those eyes going just like that. So I start preaching Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the resurrection and the life. There's no name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Every knee and every tongue will confess it. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the I Am. He's the bread of life. He's the word of life. All of a sudden, one of those eyes stopped looking straight at me, and the other one's still going. The guy said, "Did you see that?" I said, "I sure did." He said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "Well, that's 50% success. Keep going. And he kept praying, and I kept preaching. And all of a sudden, I said, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name." And that other one stopped, looking straight at me as sure as the world. And he said, "What are we going to do now?" And he said, "Well, that's the way God created people normal." See, I looked down there, it was a wooden floor, and there was a puddle down there in the floor. Something had come out of that woman. He said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "We're going to put Jesus in her." She got saved, set free. We sent her to a church and taught her the Bible. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, wars in heavenly places. Amen? Amen. Well, you know what? The devil's not true, but God's not true. He thinks he's going to get his day. Angels, not only, you know they were created. You know what their nature is. They're not human and they're not divine. They're not God. And God sends them out to do things, the good ones. In fact, he has elect angels. That's 1 Timothy 5:21. And he also, you know what? I'm just going to tell you this right now. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice. Radio audience, I hope you're hearing this. The devils, the demons, have more sense than you do. The Bible says they believe, James 2:19, and says, and they shake. Because they believe mentally, their heart's not, they mentally believe. And they know where they're going. Matthew 8:29, they're going to hell, they're going to the abyss. Jesus, don't send us there before our time. Don't torment us before. Let's go in those pigs. Let's go in those pigs. Yeah, they're smarter than most people. I don't hear many amens on that. Good Lord. Praise God. I'm glad we got smart. Amen. We got smart and realized we weren't nothing. And we said to Jesus, who is something. Amen. Amen. So, now I want you to see this. Because, don't turn that radio dial. This is Minutes of Truth, 1540 a.m. on your dial. Because your minutes of truth is going to turn right now into eternities of truth. Where are you going? What is your choice? The devil made his choice, and he even knows where he's going. Have you made yours? Turn in your Bible, please. There's going to be a war. It's a final war. It's in Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 12. But before that, angels have a big part to play in the future.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.